The Hopkins County Memorial Hospital Healthcare Foundation hosted the 19th Lights of Life tree lighting Thursday evening. Foundation Director Jackie Thornton welcomed everyone.
Isn't this exciting? You can tell we're ready to kick off the holiday season. And thank you so very much for being here tonight. This is an exciting crowd, and we're thrilled to have this many people. Thank you so much for coming. And I know you came because we're inside. Usually we do it outside and it's freezing. So this year we're inside where it's nice and warm, so thank you for being here. My name is Jackie Thornton, and I am the director of the Healthcare Foundation. And we're here tonight to kick off the holiday season by lighting our Christmas tree that is in the gardens. The tree is lit by many lights and with donations that have been given, $25 donations. So this is why we're here tonight, is to light our lights in our gardens.
Bob Weaver is chairman of the foundation board.
The Healthcare Foundation is a phenomenal organization, board. I mean, I've been involved in lots of boards and lots of things in Sulphur Springs. But this one has been one of the most fun ones and is absolutely one of the most positive ones.
Tim Kelty is chairman of the hospital board.
There are approximately 200 people who have donated tonight in behalf of over 400 people who are either alive today or passed away or have contributed something to this hospital. I can remember back, having been on this board for a little while, if we had 100 donors and people that donating money for their lives, we had a lot. That's 600 groups of people. And I tell you what, that is fantastic, especially in the atmosphere that we have in rural America as far as our hospitals are concerned.
Brian and Lisa Tolliver are this year's Lights of Life and Gala Chairs. Ms. Tolliver explains what this year's campaign will provide for the hospital.
Our campaign goal is $250,000 that we'll give back to the hospital, and we've already advanced $20,000 of it to the hospital for one of the telemedicine machines. And if you don't know what that is, it's where we can actually have a doctor in another location and communicate with our doctor here in our hospital. And so we can get specialists that we may not be able to have here in our hospital. And so that's been great. We're going to buy two more after the campaign is over this year. We're also going to buy three flex pools for our MRI machine. And this will allow people that are handicapped or possibly can't position themselves in a way that they can have an MRI that they wouldn't be able to have it otherwise. And then we're also going to be purchasing or contributing toward our EMS Suburban that allow us to be able to get out into the rural areas and have ambulance service out in those areas also.
Santa Claus was also there. The event also featured music by the Haystack Youth Choir, a doctor's chorus, and the Wildcats Jazz Band. KSST News.